You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, Jamie Hirschner, a mother of three, has opened Aurora Wave, a jewelry and apparel business based in Belleville. Before we begin, a quick message. Get ready for a sky-high aerial extravaganza at the 34th Annual Ashland Balloon Fest. From June 27th to June 29th, Freer Field transforms into a magical place filled with dozens of incredible hot air balloons, food, merchants, live entertainment, and fun activities for kids. Don't miss the spectacular balloon glows lighting up the night sky. Mark your calendars and join in for an unforgettable weekend. Visit ashlandballoonfest.com for more info. Now our feature story. Jamie Hirschner, originally from southwest Detroit, now lives in Belleville with her husband Brandon and their three children. She launched Aurora Wave in March 2024, driven by her lifelong love of the ocean and her desire to bring a bit of the beach to her Ohio community. Aurora Wave was named after Jamie's daughter, Maddie Aurora, who was 2 years old. The name reflects Jamie's fondness for Disney, inspired by the character Sleeping Beauty. Jamie's journey hasn't been easy. Growing up in a challenging environment in southwest Detroit, she held on to her faith and believed that her circumstances didn't dictate her future. This faith is reflected in Aurora Wave's slogan, "Be the Light," inspired by Jamie's trust in God's plan. Jamie's mother, who still lives in Michigan, was diagnosed with lung cancer last year, but is currently stable. The road to Aurora Wave was indeed paved with tears, prayers, and late nights. Jamie launched the business while grappling with the grief of losing her father in 2020. She felt a divine prompting to start Aurora Wave, believing there would never be a perfect time. Since its launch, Aurora Wave has participated in several vendor fairs and has plans to appear at the Prairie Peddler Pickers Market and the Fredericktown Vendors Market on June 1st. The positive feedback, especially from young girls, has been incredibly encouraging for Jamie. Balancing her business with family life, Jamie often works on her creations while her kids are napping or late at night. Her husband, Brandon, has been a pillar of support, helping her dreams become a reality. Their children were present at her first show in Belleville, making it a memorable family affair. Jamie's goals for Aurora Wave go beyond financial success. She aims to spread joy and positivity, serving as a beacon of hope for those facing their own challenges. According to Jamie, she's not concerned about making money as much because she wants to gear the businesses toward being a positive influence in the community. When you wear Aurora Wave brand items, you're not just wearing jewelry, apparel, and accessories. You're embracing a lifestyle filled with love, gratitude, and hope. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that Scott Hamilton is a retired figure skater and Olympic gold medalist from Ohio? He won 4 consecutive U.S. and world championships and the 1984 Olympic gold medal. Known for his innovative footwork and crowd-pleasing backflip, Hamilton transitioned to professional skating and founded Stars on Ice. He also had a successful broadcasting career, authored 3 books, and has been heavily involved in charity through his organization, Scott Hamilton Cares. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Arlene Cooper. Arlene was born in 1939 and demonstrated loving kindness and generosity throughout her life. She began her nursing career at Mansfield General Hospital, later teaching at Nationwide Children's Hospital. She married Clyde in 1969, even after a memorable first date where he capsized their sailboat. They raised 4 children and lived in various locations, including Dayton and Granby, Connecticut. Arlene, known for her nurturing spirit, worked as a school nurse and loved nature, gardening, and music. She is survived by her husband, her children, and 11 grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Arlene's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.